Our next question is from our live audience. Kristen is in Illinois, and she wants to know, Elaine, if you have any specific recommendations for trailering horses in the winter. This is a scary question for me. She said, should the vents be open? Should the horses wear blankets when they're in the trailer? She says she doesn't want her horses to get chilled, but she doesn't want them to overheat either. I'm looking at it personally as more of a safety issue. What are some safety guidelines for driving our trucks and trailers when it's cold and icy out? Elaine?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. And I know you've had kind of some personal experience with trailering that you might be able to speak to with this. But I would say I have studied snow tires on my truck. I have sand in the back of my truck for extra weight. When I trailer my horses, and if I'm going long distances in particular in the wintertime, I check them constantly to make sure that under their blankets, I put my hand under their blanket to make sure they're not sweating in there. And you definitely want to have air in the trailer. I open the side windows. I have windows at their head and at their tail. The vents at the top in the wintertime, I usually don't open as much, especially if I'm going to be trailering. Well, if I was trailering a long time, maybe I would open those so it wouldn't get humid in there. But you would really want to be careful that the humidity doesn't build up in the trailer from their respiration and cause them to get hot and be poor ventilation for them. But if it's too icy for me to feel comfortable about driving my winter vehicles, I definitely don't take my truck and trailer and horses out. And I cancel practices for my 4-H kids whenever the roads are a little tentative. I just don't think it's worth taking a chance with live animals and with us humans as well.
And Elaine, I go by the school districts oftentimes. If the school districts are delayed or the kids aren't going to school, I'm definitely not going to my riding lesson that day. And if there's ice or compact snow, I stay home. And I'm a pretty tough winter driver, but when it comes to the safety of my horses, I would rather keep them home. Dr. Loving, do you have any thoughts on trailering in the winter?
Yeah, well, I just want to add one thing that's not about the trailering so much is one of the best investments people can make if anybody's out there looking to buy a trailer is get an insulated top so that the ceiling is insulated. It helps in the winter and it helps in the summer as well.